When I was growing up, on the occasional really nice day, we got to have class outside. Well, for some preschool students outside Seattle, that's the case every day. They go to school outside. Katie Campbell from Here and Now contributor EarthFix has the story.
A group of preschoolers, some barefoot, are running through the forest. A four-year-old girl stops to pick up a small brown twig and shows it to her teacher, Erin Kenny.
What is it?
Cedar.
It is cedar. You're right. Wait, how come it's not green?
Because it's old. Just the stick of it.
Because it's old and it's just the stick of it? What happens to things when they fall onto the ground?
They're decomposed. Stick and cold.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it will decompose.
This is a typical morning at Cedarsong Nature School, a preschool with no walls or desks and no worksheets or flashcards. These kids aren't diving into reading, writing, and arithmetic, but Kenny says that doesn't mean they aren't learning.
There's great learning taking place with young children. When they're just allowed to explore nature, they're learning all kinds of valuable principles about gravity and texture and shapes and colors and all the things that you might expect to see in a preschool curriculum. They're just doing it outdoors and naturally at their own pace.
Okay, I'm gonna go for an adventure.
You ready for an adventure, Lillian?
This way.
Cedarsong opened in 2006 on Vashon Island, a short ferry ride from Seattle. It's the first forest kindergarten in the United States. Now, a decade later, the outdoor school idea has spread. Dozens of similar schools have sprouted across the nation. And that's led some people to wonder if outdoor schools could help solve a problem. In a park in Seattle, three-year-old Charlie McGlynn Wright is climbing a boulder with her mom, Annie. At the top, Charlie looked down at her dad, Teddy, with pride at her accomplishment.
Charlie, are you up way high?
Yeah.
Did you climb up all by yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I climb up all by myself without you?
Probably not without an adult.
A lot too.
And I know you do.
When Charlie was born, her parents felt pressured to immediately start looking for a preschool. Their search confirmed what other parents had warned them, that many Seattle preschools have years-long wait lists and tuition that rivals the cost of attending college. Teddy McGlynn Wright works for the City of Seattle's Race and Social Justice Initiative. He recognized that a lack of affordable, high-quality preschools means children from low-income families and racial minorities can end up falling behind. He wondered if outdoor schools could be a solution.
Because the cost of the building, especially in a place like Seattle where you've got really high property values, and like it's hard to compete when you're this, you know, a school or a nonprofit. But if we cut out the building, that cuts out easily, you know, 30 to 40% of the cost of running a preschool.
So he decided to help start an outdoor preschool called Tiny Trees. For the cost of opening one brick and mortar classroom serving 20 students a day, they're opening 11 classes that serve about 150 students. The pilot program began this school year in public parks around Seattle. Tuition is set on a sliding scale, with the city subsidizing part of the cost based on a student's family income. More than half of the students at Tiny Trees rely on some kind of financial help. Monica Liang Aguirre is the director of the Early Learning Division for the Seattle Department of Education. She says her team is always looking to support new preschools like Tiny Trees that are taking an innovative approach.
And I think it would be fabulous if we could expand access to high-quality preschool because of more outdoor preschools. It's not for everybody. It's certainly not the solution to the issue, but it's certainly one way to address the space shortage.
Her team will be evaluating Tiny Trees during its pilot phase.
Tiny Trees has been very eager to participate in all of our child outcome assessments and making sure that their children are developing the vocabulary and math skills. But at the end of the day, is this going to be something that is that really going to change outcomes for kids? And that's what we look for.
Charlie was one of the first to be enrolled. From up on the boulder, she starts a careful descent, her parents coaching her down.
Just like that. Good job, Charlie.
Wow. That was a big jump.
For McGlynn Wright, helping Charlie develop confidence to navigate the outdoors is just as important as other preschool lessons.
There are a lot of, you know, black and brown folks, a lot of folks who look like me, who look like her, who don't feel welcome in outdoor spaces, who, whether they're in, you know, city parks or whether we're talking about the backcountry. And I wanted to make sure that from a really early age, she got the sense of, I belong here and that this place belongs to me.
And he wants all of his daughter's classmates, regardless of their race, to develop a lifelong bond with the natural world. For Here and Now, I'm Katie Campbell in Seattle.